No, yeah. There's a conspiracy theory with a footballer, and whenever he scores for his national team, a celebrity always dies.
Oh god!
Like the day after. But like, he's a fool. Like,
yeah, because like, his team has
killed
someone.
He killed off David Bowie.
I think he's dealt with the devil.
But for legal reasons, this footballer has not. Oh, you've not mentioned it by name. Oh, you go on then. Yeah, fine. Yeah, I don't have to say anything.
I'm going to Google it. Wait a minute. I'm going to Google how many celebrities he's killed off.
If you say his name, I have to give a legal notice.
Ramsey.
Okay, so for legal reasons.
for legal reasons. We're going to edit this bit.
He's not dealt with the devil. just
I'm
so
joking.
You know.
You know we're joking.
We are joking. Legal notice. There you go.
Yeah, so there's a player called Aaron Ramsey. It's a conspiracy theory, but people have noticed that he may, when he scores for his goal, a player always seems to die. So right. Eric Bristow, the professional dart player, suffered a heart attack just after.
Oh.
Stephen Hawking, Ken Dodd.
Died after he scored?
Yeah, just after he scored.
Oh my god, that's tragic. Jesus.
That is,
Ted Kennedy.
That is suspect. That is
Osama bin Laden. Steve Jobs. Right.
Oh my god.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh,
Ted Kennedy, three days after he scored. Osama bin Laden, a day
Wait,
after
Colonel,
he scored.
Colonel Gaddafi died after he scored
three
a goal.
3 days after he scored. Yeah. Ken Norton, same day he scored. Paul Walker, same day he scored. Robin Williams, the day after he scored.
Oh, God, not Robin
Robin
Williams.
Carter, the same day. David Bowie, a day after. Alan Rickman, a day after.
Okay, for legal
Nancy
reasons...
Reagan, a day after.
For legal reasons, we
Nikki
must
Hayden, a day after.
Stress...
Roger
we
Moore, a day
must
after.
Stress.
Greg Allman, right. The same day. Bruce Forsyth, day after. Ken Dodd, and Stephen Hawking.
Are you reading from a list
same
right
day.
Now?
Eric Bristow, same day. Burt Reynolds, same day. Keith Flint, Luke Perry, day after. And that is the list. All happened a day after this call.
Jesus Christ.
Same day or the day after.
That's a little bit suspect.
For legal reasons, we are not saying anything about that, and also probably that's been probably just cut out. If that was cut out, you just missed a long list of names. Of people
names
who have, you can read it online.
Just know that the next day you could be seeing someone.
If we go into our steampunk era, this is the fashion.
Yeah.
Or cyberpunk, you know.
Oh yeah, cyberpunk.
So, gotta love the winning.
Did you buy Cyberpunk in the end, Louis?
No.
No. Are you too concerned
I'm
about the...
I'm refraining myself, and I'm hearing a lot of crap going on.
I think it was according to GOG.com or one of those kind of sites. I think Cyberpunk, or maybe from CDPR themselves. Cyberpunk, despite all the fucking drama surrounding it, has sold 13 million copies, including refunds. That's not bad.
I'm not surprised. I mean, realistically, what's the last good saying that, Spider-Man? But it feels like during this Christmas, that's the real
Self-shot.
Game at the moment. No, but at the moment, they're now facing...
CD Projekt Red now is facing lawsuits because of the state.
Oh, because of the misrepresentations of the game on last-gen consoles.
People are
going to realize that it's a good game. The best Christmas present I ever got.
The Voice of Reason shirt.
Oh.
Yeah. Genuinely, that is the best present I've ever got.
I got this like Doctor Who figure set. Right, it had all the Doctors, all at the time, 11 of them.
Yeah.
Had all of them, and the present came, and the sixth Doctor's head wasn't on it.
Oh,
could open it.
Great
I had,
Christmas
we had to
present.
Go back. I had to go back and.
My other best Christmas present might be this. I mean, I use this a lot.
Deity. Your best Christmas present is Deity.
It's the Rode mic.
Oh. The Deity mic, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's a bloody Rode mic, which I've used a lot this year.
What, for sticking it up your own? Anyway, so I had to go for it. Slow claps, everyone, slow claps for that joke. I was going to say it was an old iPod Touch from like a few years back, like when they were just starting out, because I remember getting
fucking
giddy.
I got the 360 on about Christmas as well. One I got on Christmas.
But I think truthfully, I think the best Christmas present I've gotten in terms of the fact that it showed my fucking childhood had to be the Wii. Definitely the Wii. That was the best Christmas present. I didn't ask for the Wii, by the way. I didn't ask for the Wii. I just had it and I was like, what the fuck is this? But then when I got into it, I was like,
that
holy shit,
of,
this is amazing.
That reminds me of the 360 and I didn't want it.
Get me some toys.
Yeah.
That reminds me of when a family friend of mine got a PlayStation 4 and
wanted an Xbox.
He'd been begging for one for years because and his mum never gave him one. And then she just decided, you know, give him a PlayStation.
Give him a PlayStation.
And then he apparently cried when getting it.
Finally! Like, that kind of thing. It's happened to me. I didn't care about that generation of consoles at the start. PS4 and Xbox
One.
I didn't care. I didn't really care either. I was happy to just stay on Xbox 360.
I was content with the Wii and the Wii U.
But I still got the Wii U. Fucking hell, man. Yeah. But I still got a PS4 out of it because I remember my dad was in games like, if you had to choose, which one would you want?
I was dad thing in it.
Yeah, and because I dad thing. And like by this point, I was like, none of these. So I was like, if you had to choose which one,
your life depends on choosing one.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that actually. It was I was like, PS4, I guess.
Yeah.
And so imagine my surprise Christmas Day when I see a big ass fucking box and it's PS4. Oh, interesting. So there you go. I didn't realize how good it would be though.
My brother now has my PlayStation.
Knack is one of the best games on the PS4 for me.
Knack?
Well, no. I mean, it's a nice tech demo.
There are a lot of very good games on the PS4. Yeah.
Well, I didn't use my PS4 as much as I used the 360, to be completely honest, over the years. Knack was one of the first games I played, for sure.
What was Knack again? Oh,
It was the thing.
That game?
Well, I haven't played a lot of PS4 games. That should be apparent.
You haven't played God of War. No. You haven't played The Last of Us. No, you haven't. You haven't played Bloodborne. Don't play that one because that's torture.
The best game on the PS4 of the entire era for me would have to be Detroit Become Human. But in terms of memories of the first moments of me using the PS4 would have to be Knack, because it was a nice tech demo. Shit gameplay, but nice tech demo. That's like saying
The Order 1886 was a good game.
I don't know what that is.
That was another launch title ever since the word.
I got bought Lego Marvel Superheroes, which is so out of character for someone like me, because I like that is the last thing that I would play. Lego Marvel Superheroes.
None of those things are your things.
Not particularly. No, not really. But I mean, I did end up selling it about 2 years later. Sorry.
At that point in time, it was all.
Yeah, that probably was all the rage at that point. But
yeah, it was. Yeah.
Is that so? Hopefully the PS5. Hopefully I'll be playing more of the games. It's just like they're too expensive, and like I wait for the hype to die down. Maybe play a game, and if they're too difficult, I just go.
I can't remember the last game I bought for more than like 15 quid.
Yeah. I think, and also with games that are good, I struggle with like staying the course, if that makes sense. I had to give up Watch Dogs 2 because I had no idea what I was doing. I was told to do a mission, and like I want it, the best way to play a game is just to go through it and just go through it. But like this is before I realized walkthroughs could help me. twitch.tv/blankname. So I just ended up giving up on Watch Dogs 2 because it wasn't difficult. It's just that I just don't see things when they're in front of me sometimes.
I got stuck on Watch Dogs and I think I just gave up. I just
I never played Watch Dogs.
It's all right. It's a Ubisoft game.
It's one of those franchises that you don't have any interest in. It's been a complete mess from start to finish.
It is definitely a Ubisoft game, that's for sure.
It's a Ubisoft bloody game.
That's good or bad, whether you look at it.
I think it's a fundamental problem with Ubisoft in general, because their games are just mind-numbing.
Excuse me, Just Dance 2021 is the best game of the year, I'll have you know. What is this blasphemy?
Although, admittedly, Just Dance is good for family events or group events.
That's true. I gave up on it because I don't like the track list that much. But it used to be a good exercise thing, and it also used to bring in a lot of viewers from South America on Twitch. If you're watching, hello. Well, because they're I think they're very into Just Dance.
That's what their game, isn't it?
That's their game. Just Dance 2021. I would argue that that's probably France and South America is probably where most of their revenue comes from. I would imagine. Because it's such a popular game with that kind of area, Brazil, you know, that kind of thing.
They like to dance. They like they're all about the music, crazy dances.
Just Dance has been replaced by Beat Saber for me now. I like Beat Saber a lot more. Yeah. It's just I like it.
Yeah, but you got to think of the views and the people in it.
Yeah. I've always got to be about the numbers, the stream stratus.
Take it from me. You got to sell your soul to get the views.
The stream statistician Jack Phillips here. If I could give him a badge, I would.
He's not a streamer.
He's not a streamer, but he is the statistician for both of us.
Do you know what I would? If I had the equipment to do it, I probably would do stream.
Apparently, there is an app for Xbone.
Is there?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, the Twitch app allows you to stream on Twitch. Apparently, that's what I've heard. So you can have a little Google later on your Xbox.
I might have a little Google on that.
Nice.
But how would I do it? I couldn't do my faves, could I? No, I couldn't.
No.
Did you sell your Kinect?
You're not looking, mate.
Did you sell your Kinect, Jack? No, fuck off, Google. Fuck off, Google. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Google.
Yeah, did you sell your Kinect? Sorry, Jack. Did you sell your Kinect?
I didn't get one for Xbox One.
Oh, it was after that whole kerfuffle.
That whole controversy.
I'm unpopular opinion. I'm so sad that the Kinect failed. I really am. I'm sad that it failed.
Not really.
I am.
I mean, I didn't use it, so I had no love for it.
It was one of the best things for me. I really liked the Kinect growing up. But there
I am sad that it didn't work out. Was the Wii controllers?
How would I talk? I could do it for Discord, couldn't I?
Microphone. Do you not have a microphone?
Yeah. Oh, I could do it for that.
What are your headphones? Yeah, what are these?
I bought a cheap, crappy one because I couldn't be asked to buy an expensive one.
Oh, you can connect a microphone into your Xbox via
USB.
Yeah,
I could do my headphones, but I couldn't.
That's
got a microphone on it.
But the microphone works. Yeah, you can use that. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely use that.
Yeah.
But I could just do.
I mean, you could just buy a. You could buy a webcam for like.
I was gonna say you might. It might work. It potentially might work.
You could buy a webcam for like £25.
Yeah,
like, that's the cheapest. I wouldn't go any cheaper than that.
Let me see. Let me.
How would I use the webcam?
If you Google,
plug it in.
If you Google Xbox One,
I don't know actually.
If you Google Xbox One webcam, broadcast with a webcam. Oh no, any USB webcam you have, it will work with Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Unlike the PlayStation, we had to use one specific camera.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's genuinely quite good, actually. Yeah. Mm. This is what Xbox says on their website: broadcast yourself and your gameplay at the same time using the Twitch app on Xbox with an off-the-shelf USB webcam, which is really good. Okay.
Yeah, that is very good.
That's really good, Microsoft. Well done. For the best experience, we recommend these webcams: the Lifecam Studio, the Lifecam HD 3000. Logitech C922 or the Logitech C930E. That's what they recommend the most. And it says you need to use a headset. Well, I think all of them are in the range of 30. Some of them go. The Logitechs go to 60, but the Lifecams from Microsoft go in the range of 30.
Yeah, about $30.
Yeah,
could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. Exactly.
I mean, I remember seeing an advert for a webcam that costs £400.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah,
it'll be worth it. You might do better than both of us combined.
Yeah, well, let's say, imagine. Fucking imagine. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
After this, I'll have some. After this, we'll have a talk about it.
I think there's one more subject that I would like to touch on because we were talking about conspiracies earlier. Obviously, we have not done a podcast of this kind since July,
June,
April.
Earlier
in the year. I'm gonna have to Google our own channel for this one. The last time we did a podcast was. Our tagline is great people doing great things. That's funny.
great people.
Our last was episode 9. Oh, cool. Episode 9 premiered May 3rd, 2020. So we did it. So our last podcast was it. I forgot about the month of May.
I remember that month being the month that I'm not going to finish that actually. We'll have a whole conversation, other conversation I won't get into.
Yeah, the month of May just doesn't exist in any.
That's what I mean. I don't remember May.
I don't remember any May.
I don't remember May.
Yeah, but the last thing we did was in May. I would say everything has changed almost since then. I mean,
yes.
apart from a few things. For starters, we are now uni boys. We all go to the same university somehow, by sheer luck, but we do different courses.
Yeah. Me and Andre do the same.
Yeah.
Jack has been trying to do something different.
Yeah. He's there to learn how to be an engineer, which is a massive career change. If you remember in episode 1, Jack and Rezzy talk about.
Yeah, I remember. Do you know what I remember saying? Oh, I just don't want to end up working at Poundland.
That's quite all right. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
We're not ditching people from Poundland.
No, but he just doesn't want to work at Poundland.
Mm.
Although that would be amazing.
That's my life.
Well,
that's
my
career highlight.
To be fair, I don't think you get customers anyway. Like coming to you because they're all doing the self checkouts now, aren't they?
Mm.
So unless we get your voice in a self checkout machine, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? You're like, you fuckers, scan the first item. Let's go.
what do you want, mate? What are you doing, mate?
You're like, you say, fucking hell, you nonce,
you
come over here. No, like when
it
was like...
Works, mate.
Fucking hell, you nonce. You're trying to buy fucking alcohol when you're under 18. Fucking get over here, missus. Something stupid like that. So yeah, back in the first episode, Jack and Rezzy dream of being like accountants or something like that. It was something along those lines.
You dream of being...
It was something in the business world back in the first one.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That wasn't in the podcast, I don't think.
That was in the podcast.
That wasn't in the podcast, but they did want to own a corner shop at some point.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
But now that's been replaced by Jack's dreams of owning a
nightclub. Of a nightclub. Mm. But I also do
corner shop. Is that the corner shop and the nightclub? Are they both?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I could both do them.
You could do a bit of both.
Yeah,
I was going to say something, but my mind's gone.
Yeah, we'll come back to you.
Yeah. Also, I was going through the Kinect episodes.
Yeah.
I was going through the Kinect episodes.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I paused it on this shot, and I just question my life decisions.
It looks like a selfie. That does.
What is my face?
God.
It's even me.
God. Yeah, no.
Why
does it
look
like
some villain?
It looks like a Spanish
villain.
It looks
I don't
like
remember
a Spanish
the
version of
that.
You. It looks like a Spanish version.
No, we were playing Kinect, and then I took the camera off.
This is on our channel. This isn't
it.
A podcast, yeah.
And I was like, I just saw that face. It was just like, is that even me?
How times
why
have
I
changed.
Like I look like a James Bond
yeah.
villain.
You do. And now come here, Mr. Bond. We're about to play more Kinect sports. Yeah, this was the day that the Kinect wasn't recognizing you, Louis, and we had to pull your trousers up.
Yeah, you got your calves up for the lads.
No, I pulled my trousers up.
Just so that you could be recognized. And it still didn't work.
You didn't pull them off.
Yeah, it still didn't work.
No.
Yeah, never wear black when playing a Kinect.
That's on the SLA Units channel for your viewing pleasure.
Go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. But yeah, things have changed. I think it's interesting we talk about conspiracy because our first unit in television or just production of
television
things like
course.
That. Yeah.
If I was there, I would be doing my Christmas Day conspiracy theories.
We were all put into different groups and assigned to make a TV show about anything you want. And so our group decided to do a show about conspiracies. And I had the idea at the start of the show to play our intro, and just like when Jack gets into his conspiracies when he's about to do that, we'll just play the intro of that. You'll see it just pop up randomly if Jack gets into a conspiracy. But how do y'all feel about like the first life. Yeah, the first life. How do you feel about the first life?
The first
life. I've taken some L's.
First life.
I've taken many L's. I've taken more L's than W's, but we get knocked down. We get up again. You ain't gonna get me down.
It was very hard to get used to it.
I have not gotten used to it. Still.
So, I got used to it by the end. There was always that point where, like, you're fucking losing your mind, and then it all just works out.
Like I've told you before, it took two all-nighters at the very end of it all for it to work out for me, which shows you the kind of person I am there. But there you go.
It wasn't great.
No, I can't say the experience was a positive memory.
It wasn't great. There were a lot of things I would go back and change, but I had a pretty good group to.
I had a pretty good group. I was alright with that.
My one was about the history of video game genres of all things.
And I enjoyed presenting that for
yeah, that is, yeah, he presented it.
We're back. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nothing happened there. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Conspiracy, and we were talking, and
can I get my last conspiracy theory in?
Jack's conspiracy files. Here we go.
Right, so Joseph and Mary, obviously they get married. Questionable ages. Right, so Mary. Yeah. Let me just get my facts right before I can. Mary was about 12 to 14. Right, 12 to 14. That's like a year fucking 7-8.
Right, and what are the sources for this?
The Bible? I don't think the Bible would have been the Jewish Bible. Yeah, yeah.
The synagogue. No, it's the synagogue. That's not what it's called. Isn't it? No, hang on. What's the synagogue? The synagogue is the Jewish place of worship. Okay. What is the Jewish Bible called? Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament. It is called the Hebrew Bible.
Joseph was approximately about 14.
14.
40.
40.
Now, I'm not going to say, but if it was today, questions need to be asked. How can a 40-year-old bloke, right, decides, all right, we're going to sort this out with a 12-year-old.
Where are you reading that?
And then they got married as well.
Where are you reading that?
Oh, man.
Books. Well, they all say 40.
Books.
Some say he's 90. I don't believe that.
What?
Believe
that, no, like 90. That's not possible.
But let's say 40.
He would die in the desert otherwise.
Anyone who follows the Bible or practices the particular religions in which this is mentioned, are you able to confirm that for us? Because I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it's questionable.
That is very questionable. It sounds so like something someone's made up to disprove Christianity.
44. Do they reckon? Wait, I just read this thing. Jesus was most likely born in 5 BC. So. He's before Christ.
I'm done with it.
5 BC. What are we waiting for 5 years?
I don't know. There must be some reasoning to it. I'm sure someone will explain in the comments.
Also, the fact is, when all these people, you talk about like Moses, you know, and all them,
great guys.
Where are they today? Where is our Jesus? Where is our Moses today? Why do they all just turn up in like the same era? Now we've got none. We just got coronavirus. We've got fucking, what was this world come to?
World is complicated, just so you know.
Back in the day, if you showed a bit of ankle, that was a bit of OnlyFans. That was it.
How times have changed.
That was it. That was like,
the world has got more complicated.
I realised during that, I think we were talking about the fucking Bible. We looked like such wearing the glasses just then. Right, well, that's Jack's Conspiracy Files, only here on the SLA podcast. There we go. SLA merch down below. Why not promote it? Are we doing a New Year special podcast, by the way?
Yeah, shall we do a New Year one?
Shall we?
Because I was going to ask a question to sign this off with, but I don't know if I should leave it for a New Year's podcast if we do one.
New Year's resolution.
Shall we Resolution. Yeah. Go on, Jack. Go on, Jack.
Resolution or is it revolution?
Resolution.
All
right. Oh, yeah, can I ask the resolutions? I just read something,
right? I am 100% virgin. When I masturbate, I eject very soon. This happens in sex also. Did I need to worry?
What?
Well, you're 100% a virgin, then, aren't you?
What?
Just read this thing on Google.
Welcome to Jack's Sex Tips with Jack Phillips. What are you? How did you get to that from? Oh, I don't want to know how you got to that. Actually, never mind.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
not.
No,
that's
no,
not
no. Oh God, I don't want to see your search history. Oh no. Oh God. All right.
Oh my God.
OnlyFans.com/SLAUnits. Hey. Some gorgeous feet pics on there. Well, I'll ask this question. We'll talk about New Year's resolutions on the New Year's podcast if we do one.
Yeah.
If we do one. So what I'll say now is so we talked about the recent past. We've talked about lockdown already in the lockdown podcast. We're going to do that.
We'll do our 2020 review podcast. That's what we should do.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Do I have things to talk about?
Oh, I bet you do. We should plan that, like proper plan that. Think.
We should
actually do some planning for once on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, because it's us.
Yeah, we free flow. So we talked about the past. We talked about our new lives at university, especially in the age of all of this shit happening, and everything like that.
Have we ever gone into details on that?
We'll go into details on the 2020 in review podcast, I guess we'll do.
Yeah,
because we're already in an hour over at this point. We can talk a lot. We can talk for England and France. Anyway, so yeah, we talked about the union, we talked about everything, and it brings us to my next question. How do y'all feel about the future? God, Louis, what the fuck is that face?
I don't know what that face was.
What is this? I'm going to see that in my nightmares tonight. Jesus Christ.
I'll just put the glasses back on.
Let's have that as the thumbnail, shall we? God. God, that's going to haunt me. Fucking hell.
Go back to your question.
I'm not saying anything because last time I said anything about the new year.
I'm not necessarily talking about the new year. I'm just talking about the future. At risk of sounding depressing, do you feel hopeful? At risk of sounding depressing.
By this time next year, I hope that this will be all a distant memory.
So you feel hopeful, Louis. That's good. That's good. Mm.
I dare
Jack,
to dream.
You
yeah,
dare to don't. Dream. Is that
dare to dream?
Is that a sign of hope?
That's Jack Fitz quote of 2020.
So there's also Jack with the hope.
But the Jack Fitz quote of 2019 was 2020 going to be my year.
Yeah, I mean the Jack Phillips quote I'll always remember is my brain fails me. I was going to do like sort of stupid quote that you've done over the years, and I can't remember any. Fuck's sake!
They get off their fucking
like,
ass.
I don't know. I was thinking about the fucking ass, but it doesn't make any sense. I was thinking about. It was like, I'm sure you've like done a thing about like. I can't think of any stupid
moment,
quote.
I can probably remember.
Well, no, I can't remember the moment. I just remember you saying something funny at some point, which is like over the last 2 years, it probably might have happened. Yeah.
All the time. You always say something funny all the time.
I mean, I think my greatest quote was, if we're going to get fucked, we might as well get fucked together and call
that
it
is
fucking
a quote that I
don't know. Maybe I'm just. Maybe
oh,
I'm.
No, the best one was when I was talking to our teacher about mocks.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, mocks is a bit like masturbating, isn't it? You can masturbate what you want, but if you can't do it at the time, then what's the fucking point? If you can't do it when you need to, then what's the point?
There we go. I'll add that in, and that'll be a seamless edit. There you go.
That's the quote
I remember. Jack had to help me on that one. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, I have like 30% hope. No, 50% hope. Let's bump it up.
Yeah, best of all to cover it like massive, because somehow they invented a tier 4 for us for this situation we're in right now.
Tier 4 fears. Anyone who gets that reference, you're my kind of person.
You guys are not football fans. I had a great quote. I had a great one.
Is it going to make no sense because I'm not a football person?
Well, London's gone quicker into tier two to tier four than Bolton Wanderers, but you won't get the joke.
Well, they're in the championship
and gone down to the fourth division within like 2 years. That's the joke. They've gone.
No. Okay, yeah. It would land better. It will land better with a football crowd. Apologies, guys. Sorry for those who are football people. This is the wrong podcast for you, apart from maybe for him.
We should do a football podcast. That'd be so funny.
We have talked about doing a football podcast.
I can't say anything because I'm not a football fan.
The point.
We talked about it was going to be you, Jack. It was going to be you, Ryan.
Yeah, it was going to be Ryan.
You and Ryan, and then I would just act in the background, just adding the occasional bit here. You'd go to me, go, "Oh, Andre, what do you think about that?" And I go, "Yeah." I would just say that. I would just press the buttons for you, and then someone else would host it.
If anyone's got any inquiries about anything, wants me to do anything, go to SI Units on Instagram and
comment or send a DM.
Or
one of us will respond.
DM me.
At jack.phillips99. He needs some.
I don't get any anyway, so it'd be a weird one.
Feel free to slide in.
That'll be a first.
I'll be a first for his account. Feel free to slide in. Well, yeah, maybe you will do the sports podcast at some point.
I'll tell everyone how I just don't like sports.
We should do podcasts on topics for 2021.
A podcast on topics?
Like we could do So we
explain
films.
What?
So we do a podcast on films.
Oh, like set.
Holidays.
One on games.
Countries.
And one on shows.
We could do topics.
Yeah, we can do topics.
We could do a sport topic.
We can do a sport topic. We were going to do Talking Love Island until that got shut down for a bit.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I remember we were going to get John.
Previous guest John as the host.
We were going to host it.
The day we decided to do that, it all fell apart dramatically. It was terrible.
Well, I think we went too late. Razzy
had to do something at the last minute. Jack had to wait for something to be fixed, the door to work so that he could get out the fucking house. Or something along those lines. He couldn't actually leave his house for whatever reason because he was waiting on something to happen. It wasn't mail, Jack. It wasn't mail. I know that much for sure.
Wasn't that Fleur's podcast?
No, you had to go to the vets.
You had to go to the vets
so, on that one.
Yeah, I said you were there. Yeah. I'm trying to think if that.
You left me and Louis there, and Razzy, I think as well.
Oh yeah, that was what I was.
That was your first. That was your first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was your first time.
Yeah. I feel like you were waiting on like some actual work done on your house.
No, why did we? I swear we did ask John.
No. We asked John, but then the morning of, it then fell apart. Going, oh, sorry guys, I can't do it. And that was
and then
we were like, okay, well that's off. That's cancelled.
That's over.
So I'm pretty sure you were heavily delayed because of some housework that was going on.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure. But all those failed projects. Maybe we'll bring back Talking Love Island. Maybe. Well, from the grave that never happened.
If Love Island ever happens again.
And we'll definitely have Louis as a main feature so he can grunt at everything that he doesn't like.
We can bring that back.
It's shit. Ow.
It is shit.
There's a reference for like three people there. Anyway, well, is that all then, gentlemen?
I think that's all for the Christmas special. It's been a lovely Christmas day.
It's been so festive to have you three around my Discord. It's a collective time. Our Discord server. Yeah. It's such a beautiful time. I wish the three of you a very Merry Christmas. And Louis, I have a gift for you.
Really?
It's the most giving time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Da-da, da-da. Dude, that's a different song, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a different
yeah,
song. No, I was doing me and Mrs. Jones for a second. Right, I'll have to hold something up as a placeholder. But Louis, and dear listeners, viewers of our channel, the Voice of Reason is now on Spotify. Merry Christmas, everyone. The Voice of Reason is now on Spotify.
Is it?
Well, it's being approved for Christmas Day. It's not there yet. As we record this, it's not there yet. But it should be there by Christmas Day. If it's not, something's gone a little bit wrong. But if not, it'll be there afterwards.
How many months after that thing was ready and done?
Choose the Voice of Reason Christmas remix.
Oh, yeah, just jingle bells on it. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Just.
Dun, 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 dun. No, I can't do it.
My name is Louis Turgoose, and have a Merry Christmas. It's something stupid like that.
Yeah.
So that's great.
That's great. After how long?
Yeah. I mean, there was some technical issues that prevented the release of that on Spot the Fly, but it is now available on Apple Music, I think, Pandora. It's on Spotify. It's on Deezer.
Deezer.
They must get that all the time. Deezer. These nuts. They must get that all the time.
There's some people call and just say that.
Hello, Deezer's customer support, and how may I help you? Hello, is this Deezer? Yeah? These nuts. That's what I bet happens.
Why 2020 are we doing the These Nuts jokes?
Because stupid jokes never die. That's why the Rickroll is still around.
Old habits die hard.
Old habits die hard too.
We're never going to give you up.
I'm not going to let you down.
Let you down.
I will make you die. Say goodbye. That is a genuine remix of that, by the way.
Are you signing off?
Yeah, I guess we're signing off. If there's anything I'm going to say, if there's something I've forgotten, I'll put it on the caption screen now. Subscribe to our OnlyFans. Buy the merch if you really want to.
Yeah.
Take us on the go with you. anchor.fm/lessimportant if you would like, or just your podcast platform of choice. We will listen to our music as well. Our two songs that we've made.
New one 2021
as well.
Oh yeah, follow him on Twitch.
Reason.
Yep. Follow Jack on Instagram at jackphillips.99. And also, we do hope you have a Merry Christmas, but obviously times are tough.
Yeah.
If times are tough, you do reach out. You are not alone this Christmas. That's
not
for sure.
To us, but just reach out to anyone you
put a comment and we'll read the comments.
Ask a question, or send it to the Instagram, and we will answer. And we will answer to help you feel less alone this Christmas.
Advice or anything if you want some trash advice. Yeah. Sure.
And apparently Louis just doesn't want to talk to you, so just avoid him. Apparently,
I'm a loner.
So there you go, loner by nature or something like that.
Yeah.
So but do reach out. You know, not alone. Time's different this year. So do have a Merry Christmas, and if not, you're here and you'll get through it. So thank you very much for watching the podcast today. Have a Merry Christmas, and we will probably see you in 2021 or the New Year special.
We'll do a New Year special 2020. We'll see you on the 31st of December.
See you on the 31st of December 2020. All right.
See you then.
I've been Blank Name. That's been Jack. I've been Andre. That's been Jack. That's been Louis. And we'll see you around. Bye. Have a Merry Christmas. There you go. Beautiful.
Lovely. I could tell that off now.